The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sechtes Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara brings down Tanya, Rav Yosi ben Parata Oimer, Mishum Reb Elazar. Rav Yosi ben Parata said in the name of Reb Elazar, Ein Mevakrim, we're not Mevakar, Lecholim Me'ayim, not Cholim that have stomach ailments, Velecholim Me'ayim, and not Cholim that have problems with their eyes, Velemechushi Harosh, and not Cholim that have headaches. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam mechayle me'ayin mishum kisufa." We understand very well the yisoid of chayle me'ayin mishum kisufa, that the person can be embarrassed. The Ran explains that sometimes he'll have to be tzarich l'nekav for machsif. It's embarrassing for a person to excuse himself, to have to relieve himself. And we're afraid that if he has a cholim ayayim and he constantly has to be excused to relieve himself, that we're better off just leaving him alone and not going to be mevaka cholim. But el cholim ayayim or mechoshe arosh, when the cholim has an eye ailment or has headaches, my timer. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Yehuda. The father's Rav Yehuda, the Amr Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Dibura kosher le'eino umadu la'ashisa. A dibura is good for the is hard on the eyes and it's good on the lungs, I believe, and therefore if he has a problem with the eyes, faket, he should not go to the visit this chayla because of the fact that he's going to cause him to actually get worse. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredeya, Simin Shin Lamed Hei Sifches, it's the Simin that discusses the din of Bika Chaylim, Taka brings this halacha that Chayle Me'ayim, Chayle Ha'ayim, and Mechushi Ha'roish, one should not go be Mevaka Chaylim. And then the Mechaba adds, "Hu adin, the chol chayla the tokef le'alma. Any time a chayla is very sick, the diba kashin loy, and it's hard for him to speak, ein mevakrin oisai befonov. One does not go into the room to be mevakar the chayla. What does he do? Elush nichnasim bebeis hachitzayin. He goes in the outside room." V'sholim v'darshim oisai im tzvichin l'chabed el rabbits l'fanav akayotzeboi v'sholim in tzaroi u'mevakash olav rachmim. Zok the mechaber, what should be done is they should go into the outside room. He should ask if anything needs to be done for the chayla, which, as we mentioned back on the flamites, that's one of the inyanim of bika chaylim, to make sure that everything is done on behalf of the chayla. So you should go into the outside room and check to make sure that everything is good. And then Shaymin Tzara, he hears of his tzar, Umevakish Olav Rachamim, and he'll daven. And therefore, he's Yotze, that's in the mitzvah of Bika Cholim. This is very much in line what we mentioned back on Daf Lamites from Ramosha, that when a person could do whatever he could do, that is the mitzvah of Bika Cholim. And since going into the chayla to talk to him is something that could cause much distress and could cause the condition of the chayla to worsen, therefore, this is the best he could do, and this is what he should do. The Aruch HaShulchan over there in Siman Shin Lamed Hei Sif Dalet brings a little bit more, and he learns out from this halacha that a person needs to be zahir in being mekayim the mitzvah bika cholim, that he's not a masa ala cholim. And he says an example of that, that if he sees that it's ba'ofen shadiba kashaloi, elus mibnei kvayda mevaker tzarech ledaber, ein loy leilech levaker chole ba'ofen zeh. Zok to Aruch HaShulchan, if a person knows that someone is sick and he's going to go be mevaker chole, and the chole is going to strain himself, the sick person will push himself to speak because of the COVID of the person who is visiting him, it's best off not to visit such a chayla. And it's for this reason that when a person makes a chiv to mevaka chayla, very often people, if it's in another city, will go at night on the way to a chasana, or noch besser, on the way back from a chasana, and they stop off very late at night, and they call to let the chayla know that they're coming, so he should wait up for them. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that it's better not to go at all. If a person, his biker is just a masa on the chayla, so then we have a Moshe that we mentioned before, do what he could, call on the telephone, but not to cause a gevissa tzar for this chayla. In the Sefer Lishon Chachamim, Chelik Bey Simen Chof Hei, he wants to say that based on this halacha that we have, Shalo Yatriach, so he wants to say that if you have an Odom Oshir Gadol, you have someone who's very rich, or an Odom Gadol, Big Tamat Chacham, who's sick, Ubi Raif Pa'amim, in Ba'il of Odom Yosek Kotlin, Ubi Frat Lemishu Ulai Makir, if a smaller person comes, b'fad if it's someone who doesn't even really know, so it's going to be here all of v'yamishpachta itircha gedoyla. That is what the Shulchan Aruch means when it says uvavad shelo yatriach, and therefore fakert, it's better off maybe that he shouldn't go. People feel Rosh Hashiva is sick. Every Talmud feels that they have to go. The Lashon Chachamim is that it's going to turn Allah v'al mishpachta tircha gedoyla. It's going to be on him and his mishpacha a very large tircha. So the Lashon Chachamim, that is what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, that fakert, in such a case, a person is better off maybe not going to be mevaka chayla. However, he fears us and he says that if he's a beinani or an oni, zok there, im kein de mitzvah is kfula, then yavada, a person has a double mitzvah and a person's mechuyif. Ah, you'll say that amol, people will say that they can't go be mevaka chayla if it's adam katan, and adam gadol is going to go be mevaka chayla katan, it's embarrassing for them, and therefore very often b'frat in hospitals today, people chaylim are not unable to be dressed, they're in hospital gowns and it's uncomfortable. So there's no tzad to say that he's not mechuyev because of that. And he says, b'frat, what you could do is you could go to Beis Hachitzon and find out what he should do. And on that itself, Zokter Avada is a big Indian to be mevaka chaylim. And therefore, the Lashon Chachamim brought down a possible heter into why many people don't b'metzias go and be mevaka chayla when they know of people who are sick. So the reason is because they feel that the person is going to be embarrassed, the chayla is going to get embarrassed when people, especially who are greater than him, are going to come and be mevaka chayla. Aber Lashon Chachamim himself is not nachis to this as a heter. I saw in the Shal Sechuvas Tzitz Eliezer that he wants to say he has a whole conscious on Bikur Cholim in Ramas Rochel Simen Vav. He has a shtickle here on why people don't go be Mevaka Cholim. He brings this Lashon Chachamim as a possible reason, but he says, as we mentioned, that this is not such a good reason because there are other Eitzes to go to the outside room or Stam. Lav Dafka, the person's going to be so embarrassed. And he wants to say that maybe there's another reason why perhaps today we're not so zohir to always go around the mivakachal. He wants to say as follows, that be'etzem, today people live in big cities and people are part of big shuls. If every time someone was sick, everyone in shul came to be mivakachal, so it will be a tremendous tircha on him. He has to entertain so many guests. It will be hard. So ultimately, what did they do? They realized that this is not a suitable solution. So they put together a chevra b'kacholim. They put together a b'kacholim organization. And they're basically the shluchim of the entire community. And they go and they make sure that everything has to be done according to the need of the chayla, and they check on him and they make sure, and the mela yidei zeh, this is how the whole year is mekayim mitzvasa. So come to chayis, the chaylam organization is not stam, a nice organization which does chesed and they collect money and they give people opportunities to support a gevaldik chesed. Come to chayis, that really the chaylam organization, according to what he's saying, is a gevaldik patur on each individual, that because they're there and they're willing to do the work that really each individual is mechuyev to do, it's for that reason that we're not obligated to go be mevaka the chayla. And ishtel su, this is ba'etzem a Rambam perek yedalad mechus aval alachas gimel. He says that really every time an oyrech leaves the city, there's a chiyev levaya to walk the oyrech out of the city. The Rambam says that it's a difficult thing to do every single time. And what they did was, they had a chevrei levaya. They had a walking committee that used to walk the archim out. And the Rambam calls them the shluchim of the rest of the town. And memela v'lazagin, that's how you mekayim the din. And he explains, as we mentioned earlier, there's really two inyanim of b'kachalim. One inyan is to be make sure that everything that he needs is taken care of. That obviously the B'kacholim organization will take care of. And he says the second thing as well, that a person should know the Tzar and they'll let everybody know Mevakash Rachamim. So he says that the B'kacholim's job, part of their job, is to taka b'madiyah the Tzibur and let them know that this is what they have to do. However, as we know today, B'kacholim organizations are extremely limited in the information that they can give out about cholim due to HIPAA laws and so on. And B'derech Klal, part of the job description of working for B'kacholim is to be able to keep a mouth shut and not to talk about what's going on by cholim Rechmana Litzlan. And therefore, L'chayra, the second reason, would not be niskayim today by having a bigger cholim organization. Right? We mentioned from Moshe back on Daf Lamites that there's bedafka an inyan to be mispalel lefnei acholim the makam hashchina where the cholim is. We saw the Chassam Sofer, because then you don't have to mention his name. Is lechayre that inyan Yizicha don't have? And a third ha'ara lefi Moshe lechayre comes out that Moshe over there understood that part of the idea of Bikur Cholim is to be mechazik the Cholim and to make him feel better. A big svara to say that when a friend, number of friends come to visit a Cholim, that's taka something that's mechazik him. However, when the Bikur Cholim makes the rounds and just checks to make sure everything's okay and provides them with danishes or whatever else he may need, the Cholim, that's not being mekayim this third din that Ramosha understood as a double poshet, to be mechazik the chayla and to make him more besimcha by having visitors, is the chayla still needs an answer as to how we mekayim the mitzvah b'kacholim without going down to visit.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.